Amia Pinchoff, and today I'm talking ripe avocado testicles, flexing at raccoons, and Kellyanne Conway as Broady McVeigh. This is Too Dumb to Tame.
A small shot of stupid.
People are always asking me, like, why can't you ride a zebra like a horse? And I'm always telling them, it's because they're too dumb to tame.
I'm not gonna lie, but
literally, they're too dumb to tame.
It's that, because they're literally too dumb to tame. Put that in your PB&J.
Stop jerking off so we can jerk it on. Welcome to Too Dumb to Tame. I'm still your avocado, Mia Pinchoff. Oh, what was that? You don't know what avocado is? Come on, guys. Get it together. It's 2017. That's amazing. I got bings. Avocado is the Aztec word for avocado. Avocado means testicle. Man, now every time you go to the grocery store and you grab yourself an avocado, you squeeze it, and you're like, yeah, this is ripe. Oh, this is gonna be good. How many of these should I get? You put it up to your face, like, can't wait to take a spoon to this and just shovel it in my mouth because it's a good kind of fat. Testicle. Testicle, spectacle, wallet, and watch. Anyway, it probably means testicle. Wait, probably because the fruit typically grows in pairs. Is everyone just guessing nowadays? Probably because of the fruit. I mean, all right, go with it. But that's only the second most interesting thing you'll learn about avocados today, motherfucker. The first, wild avocados are sort of an sort of. Who wrote this? Mr. Ambiguity 101. I'm going to name my kid 101. Wild avocados are sort of an evolutionary anachronism. As Smithsonian's K. Annabelle Smith points out, they really should have gone the way of the dodo. Pause for laughs. What? All right, so a lot of things should have gone the way of the dodo, am I right? Not the avocado. Who doesn't like avocado? My mom doesn't. Well, she does. She loves them, but she's allergic to them. Man, I don't mean to brag, but my mom is allergic to two of my favorite foods. Avocados and bananas. If I couldn't eat those, my diet would consist purely of trail mix, marshmallows, and that's about it. Gluten-free animal crackers. Are those vegetarian? Asking for a friend. Motherfuckers. All right. Use that in a sentence this week. Avocado. You can use it when actually getting an avocado. You can use it. Get crazy with it. Get wild. Get creative, you know? Think outside the box and inside the avocado. Damn, son. You got a nice set of avocados. Are those things ripe? You hot to trot? Let me squeeze. Oh, these are ripe. Don't swallow the pit, though, but you can swallow the rest. And we're back. This is your small shot of stupid, where I run down ridiculous stuff that's happened to me this week, shit that blows my mind, and dumb shit you can buy on the internet. Woo-woo! If you're trying to keep up with everything too dumb to tame, you can follow me everywhere on the internet, at Mia Pinchoff, and you can hashtag too dumb to tame. Those are number twos, as in poop. If you're in LA, on your way to LA, know somebody in LA. If you're going back to Cali. You can come see me perform live Wednesday, March 15th. That's Humpity Hump Day in Comedy Stew at Bar Lubitsch in West Hollywood. It is hosted by two of my all-time fave babes, Irina Voronina and Sabra May. They funny, they babes, they in it to win it. Avocado. For more show deets and updates, you can always go to MiaPinchoff.com. And you can like my Facebook fan page. Give it the good old thumbs up. If you like what you hear inside your ear, give us a badass review and a 5-star rating on iTunes. Pretty please, with the cherry on top, with an avocado on the side. Or, oh, do they have avocado ice cream? Of course they do, probably, right? I'm telling you, it's impossible to invent anything new. I'm working on it, don't worry. We're also on Google Play Music and probably everywhere you get your podcast, all right? Most importantly, what you can do for me, for you, for me, for you, is spread the too dumb to tame word like the herp. The next person you see, just grab their phone. Subscribe them. It's free. It's not going to hurt them, you know? It's not toxic. And don't forget to subscribe. That way you are on top of it when the podcast comes out. Boom. You got it first. And we all like to be first, even though second is the best. So that's weird. Start your Amazon shopping on our homepage. That's another thing you can do for me, for you. TooDumbToTame.com. Hit the Amazon tab and shop, shop away. Nothing changes for you, but we get a small percentage of every dollar you spend. I'm telling you, Sue. It really makes sense. Sue. Oh, man. Everyone with that voice in my head is named Sue. And everyone named Sue has that voice in my head. You can also get your very own certified Nasty Women Stand Up merchandise at society6.com/too dumb to tame. I drank out of one of those mugs this morning, you know, because I talk the talk, but I also walk the coffee, the walk. I drink out of the cup myself. Now let's get into it. Let's get raw. Take that condi off. So, Condoleezza Rice. Rice? Is her last name Rice? Oh, God. I'm going to have so... The only reason I want to have kids is to name them and also to see their faces when I tell them that Santa isn't real. That's it. Then I can toss them and start over. You guys, yesterday, 2 days ago, I did an awesome show, The Backyard Chronicles, thanks Tommy McGuan. But here's what went down that I have never experienced before. So in the middle of my set, or let's say the first third, just crushing it. But then I start to feel like I'm losing the audience. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, you know? She's like, funny. And then what, you're gone? I'm a best bit? And people are sort of looking behind me and like, just like you can tell, you know, when you lose a crowd. But I didn't feel like it was my jokes. I'm not trying to be like, humble brat, you know, like I was being funny. And then my boyfriend was in the audience, and I guess no one wanted to like interrupt me because I was talking, doing the jokes. And he was like, there's a raccoon behind you. The show was outside, and there was food and drank because it was a Saturday night, YOLO. I turn around, and on the ledge, like at shoulder height with me, is a goddamn raccoon. And like, I don't know if you know raccoons, but them shits don't scare easy. It's not like a bunny. Like, I hate when people are like, it's just nature. They're just animals. Like, look, I'm not going to kill it. I mean, I did flex at it. I'm not going to kill it, but I'm not trying to invite raccoons in. Like, when I see a spider, maybe I'll try to open the window and suggest it go outside. But I'm not going to, like, I don't know, like, grab it by the leg and, like, sit down and eat breakfast with it. Like, I don't got to like all kinds of bugs, okay? Or raccoons. Raccoons are nasty. Like, they're aggressive. I remember I was in New York once and I saw two raccoons at night. They came out of like a little bush, scared the living fuck out of me. They crossed the street to Central Park in the crosswalk, like where humans walk, where it's like, don't walk, walk, don't walk, walk, you know? Like, this is a free world, but like walk here and then don't walk and walk and don't walk, like that section of the road. And they were, I don't smoke. I like don't really drink. I swear these two raccoons were holding hands, walking upright in the crosswalk, and then looked me in the eye like, what, bitch? We're walking. Got a problem? Come to the park. Like, it was so fucking aggressive. It scared the shit out of me. Like, I'd rather see just someone, like, alone on a street corner in the middle of the night looking like they would love to rob me. I would rather have that happen than like come across two raccoons holding hands. Seriously. Because like with a human, I don't know, I'd just be like, what the fuck? What's happening? What are you doing? I can like assume what might go down and how it might happen. But these raccoons, up to no good. And like, I don't know raccoon stuff. Anyway, The raccoon tried to interrupt my set like 3 times. Like, chill out, LA. Everybody's trying to get stage time. It's like, relax, fall back, go to your raccoon mic. It's not for you. And it didn't interrupt anyone else's. And my theory is because I'm small. Like, the next dude after me was huge, like probably twice my height. And that raccoon was like, hold on a sec. Hold on. Where's that little thing? Because we were probably like eye level, like when it's on the floor or like close enough or like two of them stacked up. So that was pretty. Oh, also the mic broke right before I went. It stopped working, or the person before me, the mic stopped working. Or no, the cops came. Holy shit, you guys. My Saturday night was the littest it's been in a while. The cops came. The popo came because you can't have apparently amplified sound in LA after a certain hour. Also, they thought we were having a meeting. I don't know what that means. Like, what kind of fucking weird-ass meeting where people are telling, like, it was also funny because as I saw the cops, like, talking to some people, you know, like, they hadn't come, like, fully into our area yet. Like, I think they were just asking what was going on and whatever. I saw that happening. The person on stage was, like, in the middle of, like, a dick joke. Like, not, like, a one-liner. Like, a dick, like, dick material or ball material was going on. So I was just like, what kind of meeting do you think we're having? Like, sex ed on a Saturday night with some beers? So anyway, we had to stop using the mic. It didn't break. We had to stop with the mic, which if you're a comedian, you know that jokes don't work without a mic. So pulled the plug on that. It's really just a storytelling event. But I want to know what kind of meeting these cops thought we were having. Jesus Christ. Who gathers on a Saturday night to, like, talk about dicks? Maybe more people than we think. That's what I'm thinking. Because if that's what they thought was going down, like, they heard that, saw what was happening, then were like, you can keep going with your meeting, but you got to turn off the amplification. I was just so dumb. Like, turn off the amplification, so then the comics were just yelling louder. I'm like, you're going to get it one way or the other. So why don't you just have it amplified, listen, enjoy the show, and go the fuck to bed. Man, everyone's got to have a problem. Jesus, squeezes, Christ. Oh, also, I tweeted something about this raccoon. Oh, also, as I was leaving the people's backyard that the event was at, had like a scarecrow pumpkin man, and I said hello. In my head, I was like, dude, why is there a person just standing there? Like, fucking, like, get friends or, like, go home. You're drunk. And I was like, hello. And then I was like, okay, awkward not to say hi back. And I looked up and it's a goddamn fucking scarecrow with a pumpkin head. I mean, how can you get it together after that? I had been like shunked up by a raccoon, did jokes with no mic, and then said hello to a pumpkin. I was like, God damn, Mia, are you living the dream or what? Or what? Anyway, I tweeted something and I was so mad because I hate doing spelling mistakes and typos, even though, or not typos, just spelling mistakes and grammar is not my thing. And spelling always gets fucked up for me because I have the Spanish keyboard as an option on my phone. So if it's in Spanish and I'm writing an English word, sometimes it won't tell me that it's wrong. So I spelled raccoon with one C, but then I Googled it and apparently sometimes it is spelled with one C. And what is this sometimes bullshit? Why have words if you're going to be like, sometimes it's spelled like this, sometimes not? It's like, well then, spelling, are we done with that? Is that over? Did Trump just, like, rip that page out of the dictionary? It's gone. We don't do spelling. I mean, I'd kind of be down. But I don't know. We need some boundaries, you know. Got to stay grounded somehow. Anyway, it's spelled both ways, I guess. Anyway, I was looking up some stuff about raccoons because I was, like, some people were like, it's just a raccoon. And I was like, that thing will cut you. Like, that's as close to a gang member as you're going to get at this meeting. And I looked up, they're noted for their intelligence. Studies show that they're able to remember the solution to tasks for up to 3 years, which is also the number of their lifespan. So they can remember something for their whole fucking life. So I can't do that. I'll forget shit in like a day. They can remember solutions to tasks for up to 3 years. So if you got a crew of raccoons, taught them shit, they wouldn't forget till they're on their deathbed. My God, they communicate with each other using over 200 different sounds, 12 to 15 different calls. I'm gonna have to learn some. You know, some weirdos like no bird calls, like bird watching is something I will never understand. I cannot get behind that. When we were in Africa, people wanted to go like birding. I was like, I'm trying to see a big cat. Like, I'm trying to get down with the cheetahs, the leopards, the lions, a big meow. Please. I'm not going to go take a pair of fucking binocs and go try to see some bird. Birds have feathers. I don't get it. Like, if you've ever seen a naked bird, you'll never be able to see it the same with its clothes on. They're not soft. Like, my dad has a bird and they love each other and he'll, like, tickle that bird's neck. His name is Bean. And, like, he'll ruffle his feathers for my dad and, like, open up and, like, show his neck to my father so my dad can tickle his, like, wrinkly-ass bird skin. And even, I'm like, Dad, Like, I wouldn't want my finger on that. Like, lotion, you know? Ashy AF. Oh, so birding. So, it's like his skin is screaming for hydration. They have like beaks. Like, it'll kiss my dad. Like, it'll open its beak and shoot out its little like rice. Like, his tongue is like a bean. His name is Bean. But it's like a lima bean. Like a thinner. Like between a raw rice and a bean. A raw bean. And it's like hard. Oh, like, do they even taste? What is that? Everything on a bird is so hard. Ugh. Like, I like a peacock with its pretty feathers, but I don't want to be, like, close to it. I don't want to nuzzle up against a peacock. Like, I love furry, soft, fluffy things that like to snuggle. Like, otherwise, they're fine. It's just not meant to be a pet. Like, if something doesn't want to snuggle with you, it's not meant to be a pet. Like, when people have lizards and shit, like, they don't want to cuddle. And anything I had that wasn't soft, I would try to make it soft. And I don't think that that's what birds are, like, trying to do with their lives. Like, get soft. Anyway, but if you got a crew of raccoons and taught them stuff, like, you'd be, no one would want to mess with you guys, what I'm saying. You'd be like the Hell's Angels of wildlife. Oh, you could all get motorcycles, too. That'd be pretty badass, actually. Raccoons also possess amazing dexterity that gives them the ability to open doors, jars, bottles, and latches. Man, don't rob a bank. Send your, like, smart-ass, well-taught raccoon in. They're also great climbers, which allows them to better access food and shelter. Jesus Christ. Raccoons can be extremely destructive due to their curiosity, intelligence, dexterity, and climbing skills. I mean, just with those things, like, raccoons are doing way better than I am. Also, this freaked me out, is that here are some signs to help identify a raccoon problem. Tip trash cans, yada yada, stuff like that. Damaged crops, uncapped chimneys, torn shingles. But then it also said raccoon tracks, 5 long toes and fingers resembling human hands. Do I smell a horror flick? A horror flick called Raccoon Tracks, or just called 5 Long Toes and Fingers? Or maybe like, these weren't human hands, were they? That's the title. Or who left these handprints? I guess I really like questions as movie titles. Because clearly there's not going to be enough in the movie, so we might as well make the title as enticing as possible. So anyway, that's why I wasn't chill about the raccoon. And it came like more than once too. I could tell that it was testing me and I wasn't doing well. I grabbed the mic and like put it in my back pocket as if to maybe imply that I might beat him with it if he came over the fence, but I could tell from the way he looked in my eyes that he knew I wouldn't. And that's not a good feeling. Mm-mm. Not at all. All right. Daylight savings really fucked me. Did it fuck you? Probably. Fucks everyone. What is the point? My God. Like time isn't a thing anymore. Right? So why do we have to fuck with it? Like, that shit is not broken. Just let it be. I was looking up, like, why it still happens. Because I'm sure there used to be a reason, like farming and light and who knows what else. Isn't it for like not getting abducted? Like, I think when I was in New York, someone's like, it's lighter earlier or stays lighter longer. So on your way home from school, so you don't get taken. But like, that's not a thing anymore anyway. Like, if someone wants to take you, I don't think 1 hour of more or less light is the thing that's going to, like, I don't know, stop them. This article is saying it will likely, the 1 hour shift at 2 a.m. on Sunday will likely prompt an increase in heart attacks and strokes, cause more car accidents, and reduce worker productivity, according to studies. It will also fail to cut the nation's energy bill, contrary to what experts once believed. Because if it's lighter longer, you won't need light? Is that it? I don't get it. In December, a Psychology Journal published results showing that federal judges handed out sentences that were on average 5% longer the day after daylight savings time began than those given out 1 week before or after. See what I mean? Really fucks with your head. Aggravates you. You think you know what time it is, but you don't. And then it's only an hour off, but it still is so jarring. All your clocks got to be changed. My fucking stove is flashing. Microwave is flashing. It's just a disaster. Well, that's because the power went out. They were flashing. But the power going on is probably to do with this, too. Some power plant was probably like, what time is it? Oh, no. Oh, God. And, like, the iPhone automatically keeps up with it, but it's still, like, you know something. Like, you feel like it's a certain time, but it's not. And you don't know why you feel that way, because I don't really, like, I don't, time doesn't dictate my life. But then when that happens and I see the time and I feel like it's wrong and that upsets me, then I'm like, why? It does. Time dictates my life and now you're changing it. My God, like, at least be consistent. Like, you made all the time decisions, keep them. Ugh. And the one forward is just such a bitch. All right. What else? Oh, yeah, so it fucks with your sleeping patterns, obvs. Not like I have ever slept in my whole life, but if I did, it would definitely fuck with it. Disruptions, even minor ones, to human beings' sleep patterns can have outsized effects, according to researchers. Oh, my God, our study suggests that sudden, even small changes in sleep could have detrimental effects. Ooh, 25% jump. There's a 25% jump in heart attacks on the Monday after daylight savings time. 25%? Like, I don't know math or science or heart attacks, but that seems big. What the shit, dick? Just that Monday? Like, are those judges just giving out those longer sentences, like, just that Monday? So maybe we should have this be a holiday. Like, there's daylight savings, and then we have, like, Monday off. So that people can have their heart attacks safely, and judges can not give people longer sentences. Anyway, daylight savings was widely adopted during World War II as an energy-saving measure. The rationale was that a later sunset meant people would spend fewer hours using lights inside their homes in the evening. Okay, legislators and some... Like, if we could not do that, I would just use, like, a candle. How about everyone on that Monday promises to use a candle? Would that just, like, equal it out? Even it out? Legislators in some states have tried unsuccessfully to pass laws abandoning daylight saving times. Here's the kicker, you guys. Arizona and Hawaii are the only states that do not reset their clocks twice a year. What in the actual fuck is happening? So now not only are you inconsistent, there are just two people who are like, nope. By two people, I mean states. Man, it also just fucks with your head because you start to question, like, I start to question everything. Because I'm like, what is time? And then... what is it not? How are these people like, nah, but then we're like, yeah, but then feeling shitty and having more heart attacks, and they're not, all due to something that makes no sense because of World War Deuce and candles, energy. Man. Oh, God, it's just an hour. It makes no sense that it can fuck you so hard. Like, that's why you gotta let go. You gotta let go and let fucking God. What does that even mean, man? All right. All right, here we go. We're back. Thank God, because next up, Kellyanne Conway talking about them spying microwaves. First, it was that they give you cancer, and now it's that Putin is inside. Not Putin. I guess he's on their side, right? Obama's in your microwave. Hide your kids. Hide your microwave. Who cares, you guys? My God. Like, sometimes people are like, oh, my gosh, what if your computer camera is spying on you? I'm like, well, then it's going to see me Googling a bunch of stupid shit like, why is daylight saving time fuck me in the asshole? Stuff like that. Or like, I don't know, watch me watching my screen. Like, I don't really care. You're not going to find anything. But anyway, Kellyanne Conway, I really, every time I see her, I feel she's disappearing. She's so pale, and it's not even white. There's white is a skin tone, I guess. It's not real. Like beige, whatever, tan. You get it. That's not what's going down with her skin. Because someone was like, get that bitch some makeup. And I was like, sure. But I don't think that's going to do it. I don't think it's a makeup situation. I think, because makeup doesn't put your soul back on. Like, you know how people are like, you're pregnant, you're glowing. Like, some of beyond makeup that gives you life force or life face is your soul. Like being alive. That's why when you die, you sort of you get like dead looking. Chalky. What is it called? After you die, your body? When you still toot? I don't know what it's called. No, when you do know. How your body gets hard. Rigor mortis. No, I know, but I was just thinking in general, something that happens when you die is that you could also still toot. I am looking forward. I want someone to bend down and close my eyes and be like, oh God, oh no, we've lost. They close my eyes and just like, pff. I want that. I want that to be my ending. That'll be my happy ending. Right before I die, I'm going to make sure to eat a lot of beans. You think you want Jell-O, Mia? Looks like it's your last day. You want some special, extra fun Jell-O? Be like, no, bring me, mash up some beans. Get as many beans in here as you can. I want to be a fart machine when I die. They put me in the casket. I'm 6 feet under. You still hear the world is trembles a little with my last toots. My final goodbye. Anyway, so yeah, I don't think makeup will do it for her. I think she is, the Walking Dead. So, man, why do any people want these jobs? My God. Anyway, she also looks so dirty. I think she doesn't wash anything off. I think she only reapplies. I think she knows that she's come to the end and she's stressed and she's sad. And so any makeup she has on, anything that is on or near her is applied. Nothing is removed. She's someone who looks like they take a shower and they come out a little clammy and dirty looking. Like she has raccoon eye makeup, but she has no makeup on. Anyway, so she is under fire for suggesting that Obama administration could have spied on Trump through means other than wiretapping, such as, quote, microwaves that turn into cameras. She clarified that she was not speaking in specifics and has no evidence. Brody McVeigh. What are you? You can't. Man, they must. Here's the thing, you guys. I don't care. Trump won, Kellyanne Conway. I don't care. But just on a human level, you can't say something and then also say, but I have no specifics or evidence. But what I said, I still think is true, and so should you. You can't do that. You can be like, I think this, but because I have no specifics and no evidence, by all means, call bullshit. how many times can you just say you don't have anything, and therefore you know this? Do the math, people. My God, that's why you look stressed, babe. That's not even lying. That's just you're having an aneurysm. She's having an extended anxiety aneurysm attack. Always. Quote, what I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other, Conway said as the Trump presidency marked its 50th day in office. My God, it feels like a lifetime. You can surveil someone through their phone, certainly through their television sets, any number of ways. Conway went on to say that the monitoring could be done with, quote, microwaves that turn into cameras, adding, we know this is a fact of modern life. what is her home? I just imagine everything she has covered in, tape, her microwave. She wears just, a body shield. Your microwave, honey, is not turning in. At best, it gives you cancer if you stand inside it while it's on. And that's, at this point the amount we have our phones on us, you have cancer anyway. So maybe it double negative. Maybe it gets rid of your cancer at this point. Or maybe everything does nothing and you're just a lying son of a bitch. Right? Oh my God. I also picture in her head, like, she probably has like epic nightmares. Because to me, it's not like there's a camera somewhere. It's like the whole microwave, like a transformer, turns into an actual like shooting crew. Like it becomes an actual camera. And she's like just being spied on. Her whole house turns into like a fucking movie set. Like, no one's spying on you. Also, like, a lot of these things I'm assuming are not cheap or easy. So I don't think they're just making every microwave spy, like, to have spy capacity. Because they don't know which microwave Trump was going to get. Or, like, anyone you want to spy on. You can't put them in all of them hoping that one day that one person you were hoping to spy on buys that microwave, turns it on, and bam, $1 billion down the drain. But we caught him jerking off. So, like, that can't make sense. Also, I feel dumb. Like, I haven't talked much about this because I feel like I'm missing something. And maybe that's just the way America feels now. Like, I just feel dumb and a little confused every day. Which, like, I used to, but now I'm, like, feel like more people feel that way, which is not, you'd think it'd be reassuring. It's not. Because when you're just like, I'm a little dumb. But don't worry, everyone around me knows what's going on. You can always, you know, ask a friend. But now I'm just starting to feel like everyone doesn't know what the fuck is happening. And that's not good. It's like dumb and dumber and dumbest. Because didn't Trump win? That's what I'm confused about. Why would anyone spy on him? Why is anyone spying on him? Why is anyone talking about spying on him? And what in the actual fuck would Obama have to do with it? Like, you've already, like, ruined everything he tried to ever do, and even just his, like, soul. You crushed him because you shat on everything he tried to do, whether he succeeded or failed. He was a person who had good intentions. And that is more than most of us can say. Like, my God, is it that Trump just, like, is jealous that Obama probably has a bigger dick and he just can't get over it? Like, no one's talking about Obama. He's done. He's fucking water skiing. I don't know what he's doing. He doesn't care. He's probably so thankful he's out of that bitch. Like, he doesn't want to see you. He doesn't... Like, I can actually bet that the last thing on Obama's wish list is to see or hear Donald fucking Trump in the privacy of his own goddamn home that used to be his own home. Like... What are you going to see? Melania Trump, like, brushing Trump's back hair all the way up onto the top of his head? You think that's what Obama wants to do? Like, fuck you, Donald Trump. No one wants to see or hear you. Also, aren't you friends with Putin? Get that shit fixed. Pull the plug. I just don't understand why he thinks that anyone wants to hear him. And if it was during the campaign, well, he won, so the spying didn't work. So what is happening? All that really concerns me is that, like, they're doing this because way worse shit is going down. They're trying to distract everyone with goddamn microwaves and then sending Kellyanne Conway out to, like, shrivel. I don't understand. Like, we're all gonna, like... Health insurance is getting shat on. Meanwhile, we're talking about spying microwaves. Like, we're all gonna die so much sooner than we ever intended anyway. No one gives a fuck about anyone's microwave. Oh, shit, man. I'm about to climb that wall he's building ASAP. Better just get out before he builds a wall because I don't want to exercise. Like, man, Trump really shat on my life. I'm sure everyone's or some people's as well, but I'm saying I'm speaking for myself because God forbid I speak for someone else. I don't want to trigger you. I'm saying, like, my life was going pretty okay. I had some goals, some ideas of the future, and now it's just like a bag of fucking avocados. So many avocados just smacking you in the face every morning. The news isn't even interesting anymore or fun. At first it was fun, then it was funny, then it was sad, then it was uncomfortable, then it was, like, awkward. And now it's just, like, like white noise, literally. So much white noise. Like, it's not, I can't even watch anymore. Everyone just, like, I used to think dumb or stupid had to do with, like, it, like, your brain function, like, your intelligence, like, what's inside you. Like, you can't look dumb. Now, you can. I've learned that you can look fucking stupid. Like, your face can look dumb. And apparently, it also is a great indicator of what is inside. But also could maybe not be. Like, you see the, oh my God, like, what is his name? Jeff Sessions on the news? Also, these people are way too goddamn old. Like, he doesn't remember saying that? Well, yeah, I actually believe that maybe he doesn't remember shit because he's ancient. Also then, why do you have these people running the country? Donald Trump is old. He thinks people are spying. Guess what happens when you have fucking Alzheimer's or amnesia? Or I don't know what the fuck you get when you're old. But paranoid. He's fucking paranoid. Hello. And he's jealous and he's angry. And he's upset. And he's building walls. And everyone wants to come in, but he doesn't want them in. And terrorists and spying microwaves. I mean, he just sounds like a grandpa, like an old, old man who needs to be in a home without spying microwaves with his nurse, Kellyanne Conway. Jesus H. Hole. All right. Also, is Donald Trump fat or no? The amount of different, like when people say they have a good side or a good angle, I'm like, sure, maybe. But like, if you're ugly, you're ugly. There's not that much. Like, I do have a big nose. So like an angle can really do wonders or not for my nose profile silhouette. But other than that, like, I don't know how much it can really do for you. But the amount of like, the vast difference in some photos of Trump's double chin is incredible. Like, either his weight fluctuates, like, a lot, or I don't know what's going on. Maybe he has a goiter that disappears. The case of the disappearing goiter. Making America goiter again. Like, no offense to anyone with real goiters. Oh, God. Microaggression. All right. But I just want to know if he has a big chin or not. It doesn't really change anything, but it does a little bit. You know, when people are like, it doesn't matter how you look. I love you for you. But it does matter. Like, a little bit. I just wanted to know for my files. All right. Moving forward. I was reading. That's a lie. Wow. Look at us. Just starting every sentence with a lie. What are we? Trump supporters. My boyfriend / producer was reading something and then he read it to me because I can't read. No, because I was shoving my face full with food. An article called Working White Female. Don't hang up. Stay on the phone. Listen. Working White Female. It's an article by Nicole Hallberg. She's from Philly. Woot woot. Also, oddly enough, in her bio, it said, I never met a raccoon gif I didn't like, which is funny, but also I was like so in a raccoon state that it freaked me out. You can check her out at Nikki Nax and NicolePieri.com. All right. Anyway, this article was super interessante because sometimes feminists just, you know, be feministing. And sometimes it just feels like a lot of talk and not a lot of walk, and it's exhausting and it's angry and it doesn't really, there's no story or point. Like, they're not saying anything. Hold on. I'm just opening the article because I wanted to read you a little part. Okay. So we can all get smarter. Okay. Okay. So the article is about, I'll just summarize because my computer has froze again. I think it's her in the story. But anyway, a female person and a male person, their emails got swapped by accident. So she was signing off as a dude and the dude was signing off as a female. And the response was pretty epic. Like, she signing off as a man had the best work week of her life. And he signing off as a woman had the worst work week, like actually got a lot less work done. Because of things like people not trusting his responses, people having issues with his emails or what he said, not like believing his answers, just all the things you'd associate, obviously, with a woman. And that I can imagine being like, yeah, I'm sure that's true. But then it's crazy to think like on a bigger picture, like it slows down your actual work week. Like what you're actually accomplishing in a week is less because you're fucking signing off, babe, you know? Also made me think I should change my email. And I even feel like I've done it to women. Like, I feel like I've gotten a response from a woman and been like, massaged them. Massaged? Misogynied. Misogynisted them? Was misogynistic towards them, which is fucked up, too. Except I do think women in my head are more, like, detail-oriented and organized. So if it had to do with something like checking if something was in a certain place or like something where in my head I imagine they had to have like filed something correctly or look for something appropriately and well that I would trust if a woman answered. But I do think I've done it even with like customer service and whatnot. I feel like I question men less, like their responses less, which like just attention, ladies and gentlemen. Because that's why I don't like the word feminist, because I feel like it's all about just like men have to be better. Men have to stop holding women down. But it's also like women, you know? Like we all have to open our minds, because even ideas about women that men have are also ideas that women have about women for whatever the reason or the cause, yada, yada. But I just thought that was crazy about their emails and the way we treat women versus men. And the idea of, like, men being better at their jobs, getting paid more, getting more done. Well, maybe, hello, maybe everyone, maybe an idea for businesses is to make everyone's email so you can't tell what gender. Gender fluid emails. Gender, non-gender specific emails. That seems like, maybe we should call it she-mail. Why is it email? Sounds like he to me. But I really do. I want to change my email. And be like, what would be my man name? Morty? or like Manduki? Oh my God, I can't even. Anyway, thanks Nicole for writing this, because I thought this was an interesting proof of concept, ladies and gentlemen, that women, man, it is sometimes hard to be a babe. Like, even in a fucking email. Like, in one of the things I think as a woman, or when she was signing off correctly, or as a woman with a signature, a female fucking signature, she even got things like asked out, or like asked if she was single, or stuff like that. Like, having nothing to do with fucking business. And like, that might be all fun and games until like you're actually trying to get some fucking business done. Jesus Christ. Like what's in a name? Misogyny. Jesus Christ. But I think we can all maybe pay attention to this and also change our emails. All right, moving forward. My computer is literally taking a fucking turd on me. All right. This I also found interesting. I'm going to a birthday party at a bowling alley, which is a lot of anxiety for me because I don't ever want to put on strangers' shoes. So that's a problem. I even bring my own socks, but still something doesn't feel right. Because if your feet sweat at all, I don't know, a sock isn't like a medical barrier. And then I have your germs on my socks when I bring them home. And then I throw them in the laundry and they're touching all my clothes. And yeah, I should throw them in the laundry, but I don't know how germs work. Maybe you crawl out onto my laundry bin. And then from the bin to clean clothes. And then boom, I put that shirt on my face. I've eaten your bowling shoe foot germ. I never wanted that. Anyway, I never take the shoes, so then I don't bowl. So bowling is not really a thing. It's like I've watched some people bowl and thought about their dirty, dirty feet. Anyway, that was not the point. The point is, on this website for this bowling alley, it had the strangest dress code I've ever seen. I haven't even really seen websites with dress codes that much anymore, other than like don't wear like your fucking, I don't know, your bathing suit. Even that though, in LA, I feel like that'd be like welcomed. Please do not bring/wear the following into X lanes. chains, all right, ripped or soiled clothing. Like, what? First of all, ripped, like, I'm sorry, but, like, you're gonna get a ripped jean or two. Like, have you met Urban Outfitters? And soiled clothing? First of all, you're renting soiled clothing. Your shoes are dirty as fuck. I don't care if you spray them with whatever joke of a fucking Lysol spritzer you have. Or are you talking about, like, poopy? Like, someone shits themselves but still is like, I got a bowl! No! Just let me throw the one. Let me bowl once. I'll get the poo-poo later. Like, I feel like if anyone soiled their clothing, they'd take care of it because they're adults. And if it's a baby, like, I don't think you really call it, like, soiling their clothing. I think you call it, like, shitting their diaper. And that's just, that has to be okay. All right. Excessively baggy or saggy clothing. Baggy is one thing, but also, like, what happened when JNCOs were around and probably going to come back? You couldn't wear those. And what is saggy clothing? Saggy clothing to me just is like, you don't got a hot bod. So don't come here. Saggy clothing? Because you don't got money to get your shirt tailored? You got some saggy ass clothing? What does that mean? I don't understand what that means. Bandanas. Like, okay. Visible gang-related tattoos. Don't bring those. Leave those at home. I'm just imagining all these gangsters, all their tattoos are actually, like, washable. Like, sticker. Those, like, stick-on tattoos. So they gotta, like, take, like, fucking remover, nail polish remover, and just scrub those off before they head on in. Scrub off that teardrop from their cheek. Smoking. Don't bring smoking. All right. And definitely don't wear it. If you're on fire, don't come in. Or a vaporizer. Also, gang-affiliated attire or colors. What in the actual... Also, this worries me because, like, this feels, like, very gang-related, all of these things. Like, chains, baggy clothes, bandanas, gang-related tattoos. Gang-affiliated, like... Have they been, like, bombarded with just gang members trying to get their bowl on? Oh, is that where gang members have their meetings in LA? Like, they all meet up at the bowling alley? And also, gang-affiliated attire or colors? So, like, no red, no blue, no yellow. Like, I'm sure they're, like, that's every color. Like, don't tell me no one in there is wearing blue. Like, fuck you. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to go check. I'm going to get everyone wearing blue and get them kicked out. All right. This week's recommendation is Believer with Riza Aslan on CNN Sundays at 10. In this new spiritual adventure series, renowned author and religious scholar Riza Aslan immerses himself in the world's most fascinating faith-based groups to experience life as a true believer. In the first episode, Riza Aslan learns why some fear the Agora Hindu sect when he sits down with a bizarre guru covered in cremated ashes. Y'all, I have never rewatched a segment of a show as many times as this one in my entire life. I barely like rewatching movies that I like. I mean, and I taped it on my phone so that I could watch it more easily over and over again. He sits down with these Agora people, and they're pretty rough and tumble. Like, they eat, they're cannibalists and shit. And I guess he was, like, asking them questions, and at one point the guy, like, yells at him, the Agora yells at him and is like, stop talking or I'll cut your head off and eat it, or something like that, but, like, aggressively. And this man, when he says that, you're like 50-50, like, whether his next move is exactly that or two moves later. And Riza, like, calmly calls over his producer, like, while he's sitting in the circle with them, and is like, someone, get me the fuck out of here. Like, he tries to stay so calm, and he's like, why don't you distract them? I'll run the fuck out of here, but I'll do it, like, I'll be respectful about it. I can be respectful about it. It's just so funny, because he does a pretty good job of staying pretty calm. But then the producer's like, no, I think you should stay. He's got his head in the game. He's like, this is going to be good footage either way. Son, you stay. And then they keep talking and whatever. And then I think the Agora is all of them, I guess. The Agori, maybe. I think he starts throwing poop. My boyfriend thinks it's pee. But you watch and you let me know, because I feel like pee is liquid, right? For most of us. I mean, I don't know if you're eating fucking human flesh, what the shit comes out of any of your holes. But it wasn't like a splashing, you know, like the face wash commercials where they're like, oh, and they wash their face and like water flies up, but they have to like toss it because water doesn't go up like without some force. To me, it doesn't look like he's like shoveling or like fanning or flipping like water. It looks like he's like holding something like a pellet, like holding like a chunk of Duke and throwing it. Either way, something comes out of his bottom half and he starts throwing it at Riza and like the rest of the crew, and they fucking book it. And it is, I mean, as much as I talk about poop, I think my biggest fear is someone throwing a fucking poop pellet at me. I actually think my body would shut down. I don't think I would run. I think I would actually die on the spot, and then they would eat me. And then I would toot. I swear he throws poop. Maybe it's pee. And then he eats it. He fucking eats it. I mean, I guess when you eat people, what the fuck is pee? That's just a fucking accoutrement. A little salad dressing. A little... condiment, if you know what I mean. He starts like tossing it up into his mouth, whichever it is, pee or poopy or both. And then just like throws his leg up and is just dancing in like a fire. Not in it. He has like a fire on the beach, a fire pit situation going on. And he is just like living the dream. He's like, fuck you and your crew and yo, you're a believer? Believe this, motherfucker. Eat my pee. And then he just parties the night away. Oh my God. Also, at the end, I think Riza says something like, that is not the Agori. I was like looking for, those were not the right people. And like part of me can't tell if he just means like that was not what he was expecting, or like literally they ended up filming the wrong group of people and these were just crazy people. Like, they just found a group of homeless, like, mentally disabled? Not disabled. Mental patients just, like, throwing poop on the beach. And they meant... And, like, there's just a group of Agora waiting. That's like, all these motherfuckers never showed up. Fuck that. Like, that's fucked up. Karma. Karma's gonna, you know... Oh, my God. Anyway, the show is awesome. I think there's only... There might be another two episodes now.
One.
This one. But there are two episodes now. But I've only seen this one, but it was awesome. It's interesting. He's cool. And just specifically watch this one, and then you can decide for yourself for the rest of it. But this one I highly recommend until you wait till the end. Watch the whole thing. You got to get to the beach part. And also let me know if you think it's poo or pee. Just for my files. All right. You know what time it is? What time is it? I said, do you know what time it is? It's dumb shit for sale time. That's the part of the podcast where I'm going to tell you something dumb. And it dumb, some dumb shit. And it's for sale. Because this is dumb shit for sale. The twist is that I don't know what it is yet. So we're going to discover it together. Because I don't want you to feel left the fuck out. Because nobody likes that. But my computer doesn't work. Hold for sound and tech. Man, if Obama could get out my computer for a second, I'm just trying to do a podcast. What the fuck is happening? I hate this. I got a virus faux show. That's what you get for Googling dumb shit for sale. You end up on a lot of sites you shouldn't. Got them. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you steady? Don't tab shame me. Apparently, I had too many tabs open. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Are you steady? My tabs have been closed. Dumb shit for sale this week is what the fuck? It is a white cat lewd plush stuffed animal with handcrafted grrrr. cannot see this, and now you cannot hear it. With handcrafted, this is all in capitals, just this part. Handcrafted graphic vagina. Mature dirty Santa gag gift. I mean, oh my God, fuck that. Oh my God, okay, so this is a, oh Jesus, fuck. Oh God damn it. Like, how do you even make this, like making this and selling this is one thing. Another thing is to say like it's a dirty Santa gag gift. I mean, this is just a fucky fucked gift no matter when. Don't blame Santa. What does Santa have to do with a white fucking cat? Why does it have to be a cat? They're so good. Okay, where do baby plush animals come from? She'll show you. Wait, so is it educational or is you, do you fuck it? Like, what? Oh, handcrafted and hand-sewn vagina on an upcycled? What does that mean? On an upcycled manufactured plush animal. What is upcycled? Recycled? Is upcycled something else? Upcycled? Oh, like she bought one and then gave it a vagina. She gave it life. Oh my God. Because we all know we get a fucking cat plush and we're like, nah, I call bullshit. Where's her tuna? Where do the other cats come from? Not just like, oh, look at my fluffy cat toy. Like nobody looked at Barbie and was like, where is her butthole? Because Barbie probably has to poo-poo. I mean, I did, but I was not normal. I also chopped off all her hair because... I don't know. She had shit to do. Emails to send. Manufactured plush. One of a kind item created by artist Krista May. KristaMay.com. Dimensions lying flat. Excuse me. What the fuck? I mean, dimensions are dimensions. Is like, I don't know what's happening. I'm going to do that when people ask me for my dimensions. I'm going to be like, these are my dimensions, lying flat. Because when you stand, I feel like you crunch your spine a bit, so maybe I could gain a quarter of an inch. Anyway, they are 12 inches without tail, 24 with tail, genitalia length. It's 5 inches. Wait, isn't 5 a lot? How long is my tuna? Isn't 5 like almost half a foot? How long is a foot? 12 inches, right? So that's half a foot of tune? Wait, and it's 12 inches without the tail. So it's almost half vagina? So you're trying to make it realistic by being like, this plush has a vagina because that's where its other plushes come from. But its vagina is bigger than life. Like that... Yeah, yeah, it's also, like, I don't know what cat tunas look like, and I've almost never seen my cat's dick, except for one time when he was sucking it, but it's a human vagina on a cat toy that is massive, like, too big for a human, and definitely too big for this 12-inch without tail plush. Also, I mean, holy mother of Christ. It all, like, wait, it doesn't handmade item. Okay, felt and thread, ships worldwide, thank God. Note, the genitalia is a surface only affair intended strictly for humor and not function. Yo, don't fucking vagina splain how people are gonna use this. If you're the kind of person putting this on a cat, the kind of people who get this get to choose what they do with that hole. You can't control everything. You want it to be realistic, but not real. You want to make a big vagina on a tiny cat that looks like a human tuna. But then you want to be like, this is only for a giggle. Don't you dare try to fuck it. Like, where do you get off, Krista May? Not in this plush, apparently. This is amazing. This is disturbing. The vagina is just so big. I feel like you invited people to do more than giggle when you made it half the length of the cat. Oh my God. Like, cats... this can't be what a cat vagina looks like, and I really don't want to Google it because I Googled cat penis once, and that was too much because they're barbed. It was aggressive. It was a lot. And I feel like a cat vagina or any animal vagina I just don't, if I don't need to see it, then I shouldn't. Wait, what? Does she make lots of animals with vaginas? Yeah. Monkey beanie stuffed with handcrafted graphic vagina. Oh my God. This monkey is 8 inches long and he has a genitalia of 1.5. Wait, does he have a dong? What? Wait, dude. Oh my God. Oh God. I'm sorry, but you guys, please look up the monkey. Like, the cat one is, like, all put together. I don't know if she was, like, in a rush when she made this monkey. But she sort of just, like, cut the middle of the monkey and then re-sewed it together. Like, it's barely a vagina. It's like if you ripped a monkey in half by ripping its two legs apart. It's like, oh, God. Like, I just can't imagine this person sitting at home buying these stuffed animals that are perfectly fine, like, unharmed, like, untainted, literally, you know, like, no taint. Like, they're just, like, simple plush toys doing their thing. Like, have you read the book Corduroy? Like, he's alive. Like, what if that cat's like, no! Like, you're giving it, like, it's, I don't even know if it's switching sexes or just becoming a sex. Like, it had no sex. And you're giving it one and it never even wanted one. Like, it's transgender and it doesn't even want a bathroom. Like, you can't do that to an animal. Even a plush, man. Like, if microwaves are spying on us, then stuffed animals are definitely real. And you just fucking gave it a fucking vagina. Man. Like, I just picture her sitting on the couch at home, like, I don't know, watching. What would she watch? I don't know what she would watch. Something like, what is that show with the Lamb Chop isn't on anymore, is it? I feel like she would have loved Lamb Chop. Maybe she watches like The View. Who knows? Or maybe something like weird. Like she has old tapes of Shark Week that she loves. I don't know. I don't know what she watches. Something. She just has all these like a bag of plushes. She looks at them and she's like, I'm about to give you a vagina. I'm going to handcraft you a fucking dirty Santa gag gift kind of vagina. You're going to become a woman in my hands. Do monkeys, I know monkeys have vaginas, but I feel like they're not human. Like, this is so odd because it's so aggressive to be like, everything needs to be real. Like, you know, like Barbie shouldn't have that much thigh gap. Or if she was real, her boobs would, she'd be a tripod standing on two toes and four boobs. I don't know. Two boobs and two toes. She'd topple over. It'd be two boobs and her head. She'd be upside down. Like, stuff like that. But then also give them a human vagina. Like, something's askew. I feel really bad for these animals. Except the monkey looks upset. A lot of them look upset. The cat does look a little frisky. The cat looks like it's like, touch it. Fucking touch it. I dare you. Because my mom said no. My mom said it's just for a giggle. I'm perfect. Check me out. Like the cat does look a little swazzy. All right, well, this is amazing. You can get your animal vagina toy for a giggle. Here on Etsy. You can always go to our website, twodumbtotame.com. We put up all the dumb shit for sale there. Oh, let me tell you the price just in case you're like, Mia, Mia, but how much? How much are we talking? The cat is $45. The monkey is $28. Told you it was less. The handcrafting is less handcrafted. There's another cat for $28. Calico. All right. Their tunas look so raw. Oh, God. Like, this is why plushes don't have vaginas. Like, I don't think it's any big, like, we're trying to keep the plushes down. I think it's because the second you put a fucking tuna on a plush, it is no longer a plush. It is an animal with a fucking vagina screaming to get fucked. Also, do any of them have dicks? No? Not about that? All right. Forget equality. That's not our thing anymore. I mean, this is enough. This is too much. This is too dumb to tame. Wait, I just wanted to see if there was, my mom loved the necklace. Excuse me? Sorry. Oh, she also makes an Osic baculum wire wrapped. Oh, is that the fucking, that's the raccoon dick or something? bone. Oh, yeah. We did this last week. Jesus Christ, guys. God, can't a plush just be a plush? Shipping was speedy. Okay. Who's like, I need this and I need it fast. I'm ready to giggle. Dude, I don't know what I would do if I got this as a Christmas present. Like, my neighbor today was like, I have a present for you. And I was like, oh my God, that's so nice. And it was a poop emoji pillow. And like 99% of me was like, I love it. Thank you. This is the best. And then 1% of me or 2% of me was like, is it good or bad that people know that I would want this and then get it for me? And I'm probably the only person. No, not the only person that's gotten that. But it's just weird when people know you. But what they know is so weird. But then you realize that that's who you are, is what I'm saying. All right? Because it's not the only poop emoji pillow that I have. I have a little one. I have a baby poop and a big poop now. Thanks, Chevelle. But if I got this, I don't know. I don't know. It's just almost too funny. I'd giggle too hard. And then I would definitely put something in it. All right. That is our dumb shit for sale. The Etsy shop is Furburger. Oh, of course it is. Furburger. I'm going to favorite that shop, of course. A horse is a horse. Wow. That's offensive. No, I'm kidding. Nothing's offensive. Well, there you go. You have your next year's Santa present, Santa gag gift, or just next week, surprise your loved one or your friend or your parent. All right, you guys, I think that's a wrap. I feel uncomfortable. I feel like a pedophile. All right, thank you all for listening, you frisky feline freaks, you giggle machines. I hope your Monday feels like a fucking Friday. And as always, oh, and turn off your microwaves, just in case. As always, if you were offended by anything on today's episode, why are you still listening, huh? Because so am I. I'm offended. Help. This is Too Dumb to Tame.
Meow. People are always asking me, like, why can't you ride a zebra? Like a horse. And I'm always telling them, it's because they're too dumb to tame.
I'm not gonna lie. Literally,
they're too dumb to tame.
It's because they're literally too dumb to tame. Put that in your PB&J.